Blog Talk Radio.
Hop on. Hello, everybody. I do not have my technician with me today, but I am indeed glad that I was able to hop on here. So just waiting for some more people to hop on, to hop out. I'm so blessed on today. Today's subject is I am still here, because yes, I am still here. Hello, everybody. Hello. Share this broadcast with your family, your friends, your coworkers. So I am your host and CEO and founder of Hope Victorious Ministries, and I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious. You can follow me on Instagram at Hope Victorious, the number 2. You can email me at hopevictorious@gmail.com and my Hope Victorious Facebook page. Amen. So I got some exciting news, you guys. On December the 7th, I will be hosting at my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, when wintertime comes, The flyer will be out sometime today. If not today, tomorrow you will see the flyer. And I am so blessed and so super excited about what God is doing. And I'm just really, really, really excited. I'm also post a little later. My friend Tina Crawley is having an event. I'm going to post her event as well, which is November. Amen. So I just want to say to you all that I am extremely excited what God is going to do when wintertime comes. It's so phenomenal. It's going to be a workshop. Reverend Pamela Sears will be accompanying me, and we're going to have a great time. It's a motivational workshop. It's going to be December the 7th, and it's going to be held at my church, St. Paul Chapel, which is on 21st and Manton. Pastor Joshua Goodman, the pastor. So I just want to just thank you all. I don't have my technician with me today, so I can't read your comments, but I promise I'll go back later on this evening, and any comments I will respond to them. Or so today, how about this Saturday? I was at Union Baptist Church with my sister-in-law, Teresa Pearsall, and her husband, Deacon Chuck Pearsall, was there, and it was such an awesome service. It was a men and women's day. God is just so phenomenal. So, you know, I'm just so grateful, you guys. So I'm going to be coming from the book of John. I'm not going to be before you long today, but I am going to be coming from John chapter 4, verse 9, and the word of the Lord is talking about, this is the story of the Samaritan woman, and how when Jesus, earlier in the scripture, you can read it, it's John chapter 4, you can read yourself, so I'm just going to summarize it for you. He told his disciples he must needs go through Samaria. He didn't have to go through Samaria, but he went through Samaria because he knew that he had to get to this woman because it was her time to be set free. But I just want to say, I'm still here. So that is the topic on today. I am still here. Claim it. You own it. You know it. Stand tall. You are still here. So the woman at the well, she was standing there, and Jesus came up to her, and he asked her to give her something to drink, give him something to drink. And she said, how is it that you would actually ask a Samaritan woman, a woman at that, but a Samaritan woman, for something to drink? And he said, look, his whole thing is that, see, back in that era, that the Jews did not like the Samaritans because the northern kingdom had wound up mingling in the land of Assyria, there, they wind up joining in with farmers. So when the Assyrians had conquered the land, when they conquered the Jews, they helped settle the land they were in. They brought in some farmers, and that's how it was interracial and interracial marriages and mixed races, because the farmers mixed with the Jews. So the southern kingdom said, hey, we are the pure Jews. And to them, they felt like the Jewish culture had turned their backs on them because they wind up marrying other people outside the Jews. You know how we do today when we see biracial couples, we get so upset because we feel like, oh my gosh, you're going to go to another race. But in the book of Galatians says, well, there's neither Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, no male nor female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. That was the theme on last Saturday at Union Baptist Church. Amen. That the pastor there is a Pastor West. So I'm telling you right now, you guys, it's so amazing because the Samaritan woman says, how does the Jew being a Jew have no dealings with me? But what I love about Jesus is that, see, he ain't caught up in no cultural restrictions. He is like, well, I'm going to love you for who you are, because yes, you are still here, and yes, you are phenomenal, yes, you are a child of the King. So he looked past what other people looked at her. And you know, it's amazing because even though this woman was rejected because of her lifestyle, because she had five husbands, and when Jesus called out the one you're with, not even your husband, but you have five husbands, the one that you're with, not even your husband, but he wanted her. He wanted her to turn her life around. Amen. And he said, if you only knew who acts of drink, who has the gift of God, you would ask me to give me something to drink. Amen. But see, she didn't know that her time was then. Her deliverance and being set free was then. She did not know that, oh my gosh, Lord, it's my time to be saved. But I love Jesus because he sent his disciples away, because he knew that if those disciples had been there, they would have caused a division between him trying to get to the Samaritan woman. But what I so love about it is that when he sent his disciples away, a little later in the story when you read in John chapter 4, it's amazing because the disciples was looking like, okay, why are you sitting here talking to this woman? But what I love about Jesus is that just say you're still here. So no matter who rejected you, who told you that you wasn't nothing, who told you wasn't going to never amount to anything, just know that you're still here. Why? Because your power and your strength come from God. Don't come from man, because man will let you down. But God ain't going to never leave you or forsake you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So this Samaritan woman, and then she says, well, Lord, how can I have some this water that you're talking about? See, she was looking at the physical water, but he was talking about the spiritual water springing up from the inside, something that she could actually gravitate, and something that she would have eternal life, because see, that water she would drink at the fountain and at the well where he met her at, that water will go away, and you will be thirsty within a half an hour. But the water that God gives you will spring up even to everlasting life. So I just bless the name of the Lord, you guys. I'm telling you, because God is so faithful, and even when you feel like people let you down, God will never leave you down. So I just keep reminding yourself every time you feel like you fell because your business didn't go the way you wanted to go, or you feel like you should have been in college, or you don't have your degree, or you don't have enough resources, just think, but guess what? I'm still here. So when folks look at you like you amount to anything, like you don't have enough education or equivalent for the job, just say, I'm still here. But did they know that your experience is equivalent, amen, to all your degrees? Because what if a bunch of degrees and you don't have the experience in that field? So stop putting yourself down. And the ones who do have their degree, who went to school, that is wonderful, because we should be educated in that way. But that's up to them if they want to be educated in that way. But if you feel like, I didn't go back to school and I don't have a degree behind my name, guess what? You're still here. Amen. And you are somebody. That Samaritan woman was somebody. She would have to come out in the heat of the day. Now, the woman would come out to draw water in the morning and in the evening. She would come in noonday when nobody else was around, because people would humiliate her. She had all these different husbands. The one she went in, her husband, you know how we throw sticks and stones at each other because we feel like we so much better than them, or we sort above them. Amen. Amen. I also wanted that you all to remember the Tony Sutton family. Amen. Reverend Sutton, if you all would just the members of his family. Amen. And just God is just, he's just so faithful. But for God to give them strength, his family. Amen. And his wife, Keita, and the whole family. Amen. So I just bless God on today and touch also Deacon Randy as well. Amen. Deacon Randy Stockery. So I just want to say to you all, I'm not going to be here long before you on today. I just wanted to stop by and give you some encouraging words to let you know, yes, you are still here. Yes, you are somebody. No, you are not defeated, even though you feel like you're defeated. But God says he is almighty. He is the powerful one. He is the powerful king. So know that God is on your side. Know that he is on your side even when you don't feel, you feel like everybody else is coming up against you. But that woman at the well, but you see the push within her, even though folk rejected her, she still walked out and was at the well when nobody else was around. Why? Because she said, I can know she just felt that urge and that push on the inside of her. So she did not allow nobody to keep her from the well. She may have avoided folk, but she did not keep nobody, but she did not keep herself from going to the well. Thank y'all for the hearts, and that's how we have to be. Don't allow folks to deter you from what God has for you because they may feel like you don't fit in, or they may look like you don't look good, or that that's not your gift or your talent. If God says it is, then it is so. So just say, I am here. I'm still here. Hallelujah. Because it's a time where some of us have felt like we would never be there, felt like, oh, God, how could I make it through the night? Jesus, hallelujah. I know it has been times when we say, how could we even make it through the night? But just like Pastor Josh preached on Sunday, we've been made endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. Sometimes our night seems like it's forever, but joy does come, hallelujah, in the morning time. Amen. And even though your night may mean years, may mean months, may mean 50 seconds, and then your joy comes, but it's going to come in the morning. You just got to push. And this Samaritan woman pushed, even though she was outcast, even though she was degraded. But guess what? She still pushed. We should not feel like we're so above everybody. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season we shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season we shall reap. Hallelujah, if you faint not. That's a word for somebody on today. Because somebody feel like, because see, it's in doing well, you got to continue to do good. And see, while you're doing well, be not weary. Because sometimes when we do good, we be weary on the inside doing good. Don't stop being good and doing good. Don't stop loving folk even when ain't nobody loving you. Don't stop giving because ain't nobody giving. Don't stop embracing folk because ain't nobody embracing you. So and when you're doing good, that's when we become weary. But keep on pushing. Keep on doing what God called you to do. In due time, hallelujah. In due time, hallelujah, your change, oh, well, yes, it will come. So just be encouraged on today. Know that God is on your side. I do have time for one call. If somebody want to press one, I'll take your call. If not, I'll see you guys back here on Tuesday, next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Be sure to share this broadcast with your friends. I know that I hopped on today, but I just wanted to hop on just to give you an encouraging word. I'm not in my Hope Victoria Studios on today, but guess what? If there's a will, there's a way. Hallelujah. So don't let nobody tear you down and say that you can't make it, because yes, say, I'm still here. I'm here, even when you think I can't make it. And also continue to remember my Aunt Star in your prayers, that God will continue to heal her body, and also our Pearly Brown. Amen. And Deacon Brown. So I just want to say, be encouraged on today. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are still here, even when these people count you out. You are still here. Amen. So just be encouraged about God, because he is good. And look out for the flyer for December 7th when wintertime comes. So motivational workshop. Me and Reverend Pamela Sills will be doing it, and I am just so super excited. So God bless you all. Know that God is on your side, and know that he is real. I love you all, and you all have a beautiful and wonderful day. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Oh, that's good. Stop. We got to close out, y'all. We got to close out. Amen. Bye. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We lift up and give you the highest praise, oh God. Lord, I thank you every day, and I thank you, God, for just being thou all by yourself. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, and it's in Jesus' name, God. If anybody that's on this call, Father God, who don't know you, God, Lord, if they would just open up their mouth and just confess you, God, and believe that you raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We thank you for Romans 10:9, Father God, who walks us through the salvation, Father God, Lord, of you, dear Lord God. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So if anybody that's on this call who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, if you inbox me, I'll lead you to the Lord, or you could just say it right here. You know, God, come into my heart and save me. For I believe that your son Jesus on the cross for my sins, I make everlasting life. God is real, and he loves us. For by faith are you saved, not of works. Amen. For by grace are you saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. For it's the gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. See, your salvation is not built on your emotions. It's built on your faith and by believing. Amen. Because you could wake up one morning, I may not feel like you saved, but it's a faith in believing when you ask God to come into your heart and save you. Amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side and know that he is real. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Amen. And just make sure nobody press one. They need to take their call. Amen. God bless you all. Bye.